Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather weather forecast for today. Sun and clouds mixing in. We'll have a high only near 15 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's 8 above, plus 4 in Burlington. 9 in Milwaukee, it's 8 degrees also in Racine. Racine County Sheriff's Department's looking into a multi-vehicle accident that occurred before around 6:30 this morning along the interstate near Highway 20. No injuries reported, but a handful of vehicles had to be removed by towing companies. One of them said to have been a Jaguar. Deputies and the State Patrol listing a silver truck as potentially causing the accident and leaving the scene. Just a few moments ago, that vehicle was reportedly observed by a deputy on Highway 20 around Highway C and stopped. U.S. has the world's largest, safest air traffic control system, some of the most critical facilities that rely on technology more than 50 years old. So says Sharon Pinkerton, Senior VP for Policy at Airlines for America. She notes the system's safe, but it could still definitely be improved.
What we've seen as other countries have moved to a next-gen or satellite-based technology, air traffic control, when it's moved out of the federal government, the system becomes even safer.
That group's president telling Congress today about the need to modernize air traffic control, enhance safety, and make flying more efficient. A man from Kenosha is facing charges after a search of his apartment by the Kenosha Drug Operations Group on Monday turned up a pretty big amount of marijuana. According to a news release, K-Dog seized bagged marijuana along with more than 50 young plants in the apartment in the 6700 block of 36th Avenue. 56-year-old Jim Mangan has been charged with four felony counts of delivery of marijuana within 1,000 feet of a park, plus one count of possession with intent to deliver. Formal charges filed on that yesterday. When it comes to liquor law violations, it's not supposed to matter how big or small a business is. Now, even though Kenosha's Broadstop's attorney highlighted the establishment's gross sales and payroll at a license revocation hearing, this week the deputy city attorney on the case, Matt Knight, says the state and local laws gives no breaks to the big guys.
Statutorily, Wisconsin statutory section treats all licensees the same, whether they serve two customers a month or 20,000 customers a month. We issue the same licenses to each of the businesses. They go through the same review process pursuant to state law. And in addition to our demerit point system, statutorily there's a basis for review and revocation as well, and there's only a single procedure contained within state law as well.
After a lengthy proceeding Monday night that lasted into Tuesday morning, members of the council's licensing and permit committee dished out a slight break to the Broadstop, which is facing disciplinary action for a number of violations over a two-year period. Committee voting to recommend an underage loitering citation not be counted for the purpose of demerit points. Full council will have the issue next month. Families in Wisconsin working harder than ever. Assembly Democratic leader Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse, though, says state laws have not kept pace with the modern workplace. She and 35 other Democrats pushing a bill to modernize the state's family medical leave law beyond a worker's spouse and children.
And we expand that definition to also include grandparents, grandchildren, siblings, and any eligible employee who has a family member who's deployed overseas by the military.
A public hearing on the bill last week got some broad support from the general public, but she admits the change faces an uphill battle in the legislature. Several Republican lawmakers believe it's an unnecessary expansion of the law that'll make the state less competitive in the job market. And 54,000 units of off-insect repellent have been donated by Racine-based S.E. Johnson to the County of Hawaii Civil Defense Agency in the local effort against mosquitoes that carry the dengue fever. More than 250 cases of that illness have been reported now since the initial outbreak last fall. This is going to be the 15th year of Downtown Racine Corporation's community art project, and because of the huge success last year, plus the desire to have more banners downtown, the Celebrate Racine campaign comes back. Up to 50 original works are going to be chosen, enlarged, then reproduced on light pole banners. They'll be installed on the light poles all around downtown from June to October. Last year's banner collection will also be re-exhibited. Artists are invited to submit two-dimensional entries from the visual categories of landmarks, architecture, history, traditions, innovations, attractions, landscapes, people, and events. The deadline for receiving the entries is April the 4th. The exhibit opens downtown June the 7th. Last night, the Racine County Board unanimously approved a resolution to name Harbor Park at Reef Point Marina for the late county executive Lynn Zolkowski. Supervisor Bob Miller says it's something that the county can do that is wholly appropriate and it's fitting.
It'll be great for Mr. Zolkowski's family to know that very soon all who visit our beautiful marina and lakefront will be aware that Lynn Zolkowski was the key person in the creation of this excellent public resource for our citizens and for all of our visitors.
A ceremony to rename the park will be held this spring. Zolkowski's family to be invited. The Racine County Task Force on the Future of the Ridgewood Care Center is to meet tonight for the third straight week at the Isgrove Office Complex, gathering data for a recommendation perhaps at a meeting in 2 weeks. Tonight's agenda includes a teleconference with the retired Corporation Council in Jefferson County, that governing body selling their $14 billion state-of-the-art nursing home several years ago. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave pointing out at the last meeting, the land on which that Jefferson County facility was built, well, that turned out to be just as controversial as spending the money and then later selling the facility at a pretty big loss.
And people were against selling the nursing home because of the parkland would be going away too, and they wanted to continue to keep the parkland. So there was a lot into that issue, but ultimately, you'll hear from the retired Corp Council, because I talked to the Jefferson County Board Chair, it really came down to dollars and cents, and do we continually hemorrhage cash versus saving 20 acres of parkland on a nursing home.
Some of the concerns and questions being raised with this task force. Tonight's meeting will also get into the latest trends in county nursing homes, which, by the way, is not a statutory requirement. And Petrifying Springs Park in Kenosha County is going to stay closed till a little later this month. Logging crews are still removing ash trees and trimming them out. County Parks Director Jonathan Rudy says the target date now is February 20th. Recent warmer weather actually slowed the work because of the soft ground and the need to use heavy equipment. The entire park has been closed for the past several weeks to protect both the loggers and the public, Rudy noting that logging is one of the most dangerous occupations in the entire country. This is all part of the plan to deal with more than 2,600 ash trees designated for removal in Kenosha County Parks. Once Pets is done, then it's on to Brightondale and Fox River Parks. They too will be closed for removal of the ash trees. WRJN.com throughout the day, your source for our local news. Go onto the webpage, look in the local news section. That's where we keep our newscasts. Also at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.